I think it's getting a little bit more popular. I think people are that in part and cryo. I'm gonna say cryopractory.
Cryo. What?
I'm combining cryotherapy and
practice.
No, cryopractors.
Chiropractors.
And chiropractors. I'm combining the cold therapy and then the joint manipulation.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really appreciate you all listening. It's because of you that we are a 5-star rated podcast in iTunes. happy day indeed. If you haven't done so already, please go ahead and give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Those rating and reviews really help us out. They help us kind of reach a broader audience when people search for a health and fitness podcast. If we have a lot of ratings and reviews, ours pops up in the search. So you guys keep giving us that feedback, keep giving us some positive reviews, and we really appreciate it. All right, so this week we got a little kind of, it's kind of like an on-location episode.
It's definitely not. We're in another country right now.
Yeah, we're actually recording this on a little vacay Shannon and I took to Mexico.
Yep, we are in Puerto Vallarta, and it's on the west coast of Mexico. It's beautiful. We have been staying at a all-inclusive resort. Mm-hmm. So that is where we are broadcasting from this week. Live. Yeah.
So you guys, you guys may be able to hear a little bit of the wave action in the background.
Yeah.
We lucked out. Like, our hotel is not too shabby. I think you guys, hopefully, by the time this comes out, it's be a few weeks past, but I put some Instagram stories up of the our hotel view, so it was pretty nice, I have to say. But what we did, well, obviously, while we were here, we came for a wedding, one of your very close friends' weddings.
Yep, one of the bridesmaids in my wedding got married here, and I think one of the funny things that I heard someone say is that I'm really glad that I had a friend that did this. That's what someone else said, and I was like, that is so true.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you don't do it, it's nothing's better. It's actually, I think, it's probably nothing's better than having someone else do it.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't have to worry about all the, I guess,
logistics,
anxiety
that
goes with it, too, with getting friends and the family in town and to
the
hotel.
During the snowstorm.
Yes. Yeah, so we really appreciate Desiree and Chaz for inviting us.
Exactly.
And it was beautiful. Like, and it's kind of good. This was well timed. We kept saying this all weekend. It was well timed because we're going to be super busy coming up. You guys probably already know we talked about the new fitness, our ETT going full time into fitness. And then Shannon, she's about to start her yoga training. So,
yep, I'll have already, by the time this podcast is live, I'll have already completed my first weekend, which is like a 2.5-day immersion weekend.
Oh, yeah. So we'll be talking about that.
Yeah, we'll have some feedback and thoughts on that coming up in the future.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be busy. We're already planning on seeing when we can take another weekend off because we know we're going to be busy the next couple months.
Like, pace ourselves.
But it's good because and these little Johnson, time off is important. Because like you said, when you're busy, you're running around, you get a little run ragged sometimes, and you need some of these times to kind of reset.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're our general topic for today is really just going to be talking about how you really do need to take those breaks every once in a while, and also not just taking a break, but indulging and kind of doing things that you maybe wouldn't be a part of your regular routine.
Right.
You need that for sanity, but also for your body, for your health. I mean, it's so, so important, and that's what this weekend has been for us.
Yeah. I mean, we logged a lot of hours just laying, being horizontal on the beach.
Oh, my gosh, especially yesterday. Yeah.
Which was good, you know.
So needed.
It was just absolutely relaxing, and it allows you to reset, kind of get your mind right, and I think it allows you time a little bit to, get... brainstorm. Well, for me, it helps me brainstorm ideas and think about new things about what I'm going to do when I get back. But it also allows you to clear your head and just kind of not have worry about anything.
Yeah, and like, you know, getting out of your routine every once in a while kind of gives you a renewed appreciation when you get back to it, when you get back home. And mm-hmm. I know even just routines, but you've been without alcohol now for 5 weeks?
It was about 5 weeks, yeah. I had a little bit of a, I took a tiny, well, your stepdad took me out for our Christmas gift.
Oh, that's
we went
right.
to a big concert, and I had decided to have a few beers with him that night.
One indulgence
between my birthday on the 2nd of January yeah. till this weekend. But yeah, so it was almost 5 weeks without alcohol. And then, of course, I was looking forward to this weekend, you know, being in a tropical location. I'm a sucker for a mojito. So.
Oh my gosh, you had so many mojitos.
So I decided to break my little dry spell for this weekend, and it, you know, I enjoyed it, but it was like, it wasn't, I don't know, I might go back on another little dry spell.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
not, it wasn't, I, like I said, it was fun, and you know, alcohol can be a social lubricant, which is nice,
yep.
when, especially when you don't know a ton of people.
Right.
But it's not something that I really need.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's, it's kind of a fun realization too, whenever you do kind of, you know, I think you're very famous for doing these 30-day kind of challenges, and I've done a few of them, but I'm not as big of a fan. But I think when you do that, when you cut something out like that, and then you add it back in, it's sort of, I think, what do they say? It takes like 30 days to really form a habit. So
right.
if you do something, like give up a particular food for more than a month, your habit or your routine is actually already sorted, so you don't need that. And I think coming back and all of a sudden having alcohol, you kind of realize you don't need it
yeah.
as much, even though it was really fun to indulge. You're kind of, I think you mentioned yesterday, it's like, I think I might take another break.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, beyond this social moment, this moment of laying on a beach, like, it doesn't really have a huge role in your life.
Exactly. Like I said, save it for special occasions like
yeah.
this. For a holiday or some sort of big party, maybe just have a few drinks. Like, I used to, like, look forward to the weekend to have a drink to kind of unwind, which,
yeah.
you know, I may still, but that's something that's still, sorry if I was putting, I scratched my nose, but, that's something that I don't think I really need anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I think probably just save it for special occasions, and, you know, I think it's a good revelation, you know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the only thing, you know, sometimes if I overindulge, the next day is just brutal, you know? I'm a lightweight when it comes to that nowadays, so, you know, the next day after is, I not as efficient as I like, so that's what really bothers me.
It's a nice
me.
Way of saying it,
you
not
know?
As efficient.
Exactly, so that's what really bothers me. So, I'm okay with just keeping it to special occasions.
Yeah, yeah, I had my daily pina colada, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and honestly, that was more, like, sugar, I think, than
yeah.
anything. I think all these all-inclusive resorts, they don't want to give you a lot of alcohol in your drinks anyways, but I looked at it more as like a sugar indulgence for me, and I've had like dessert with practically every meal
yeah.
here, which is not my norm. So that was my extra, I think, indulgence this weekend
right.
was like the sugar and the desserts. And I mean, you can get freaking ice cream cones after almost every
it.
Meal here. Actually, you can.
Yes.
You could go 24 hours. It's open.
Yep. I know. And that's
so crazy.
That's a scary proposition because that's like, I think I would take ice cream over alcohol any day. 100%. And gosh knows, we talked about the trouble of sugar. But so, yeah, we're looking forward to, this was fun. And it was fun to indulge for a few days, but we're glad we're heading back, and we're going to get back on our normal routine, which is good
yeah.
because I think that's when we feel the best.
Yeah, and we have been here for about 3.5 days, and we did manage to get a couple of workouts in while here. One, I think, like, really intense workout that left us both really sore.
Mm-hmm.
But we also did something, and we usually try to do this when we go on vacation. We try to find something that's a little bit out of the ordinary, and we actually got a couples massage.
Yes.
So we went to the spa. I am not really like a huge proponent of going to resort spas just because they tend to be a little bit more expensive. But it was just the perfect, you know, package of circumstances where we've got romantic holidays coming up, our anniversary, one of our anniversaries coming up, and it's like, you know, we're in a beautiful place. When else are we really gonna get a chance to do this? And I mean, I don't even think we said like a word to each other during the whole massage, but it was just so lovely and relaxing. Yeah. And like even the before and the after, it was so relaxing. And to kind of do that together was another kind of indulgence that I think is really good.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's something that you can, you know, sports massage or any type of therapeutic massage is super beneficial. You know, I wish it was like one of those things. Unfortunately, you know, with people's healthcare plans nowadays, that's some sort of, you know, special service. It's not covered by healthcare.
Oh, I know.
Which is a shame because,
so silly.
You know, the way people, the lower back problems people have in this country, you know, therapeutic massage could really work wonders for people.
Yes.
But unfortunately, you know, I think it's getting a little bit more popular. I think people are that in part and cryopractory? I'm combining cryotherapy and chiropractors.
Chiropractors
and cryopractors. I'm combining the cold therapy and then the joint manipulation. So, those are also a little bit more popular too.
Chiropractors,
you know,
are usually
on,
covered under your insurance.
Yeah,
ironically.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Well, a lot of insurance companies do cover it, but they don't cover all their alternative therapies like acupuncture, massage. So,
basically,
health companies are very, very short sighted and suck.
Well, that's unfortunate. But like I said, those are a couple alternate therapies, or not, I guess not alternative, because, I mean, they've been around for a long time.
But they are, they're nice to, even if you can't do them regularly, every once in a while. And, you know, when you're on vacation, what better time is there to do something just therapeutic and relaxing for yourself?
Right. I agree. I loved it. It was a little surprise. You surprised me with it.
It was a surprise. It was very, very sneaky.
Yes, it was very sneaky, and I was very happy because I love massages, and God knows I need them. So
yeah, you get them so infrequently, too.
Yeah, I wish I could get it on a good regimen, but that's something for the future.
Yeah.
I think this week's episode, we're gonna get nice and short and sweet.
Yes.
You know, we actually have a plane to catch, so we're going to... try to do all our checking out now, but we really appreciate you guys listening. We know last week's episode was a little bit longer, but hopefully you guys enjoyed it. We really enjoyed doing that episode. It was super informative,
so fun.
And I think we're going to be doing, you know, more stuff with the Hemp and Coffee Exchange guys. So we look forward to hearing your feedback about that episode, this episode, and all the episodes. So any feedback you guys have, any questions you have, or if you have a suggestion on a topic we should talk about, send it our way. All the contact will be on the outro so you guys can know how to get a hold of us.
Yeah, and especially if vacations, and I know we've got spring break coming up and all kinds of popular vacation times. If there's any topics around that, you know, whether it's what kind of workouts maybe are easier to do on the move, or, you know, how to kind of stay fit while you are traveling, just give us a shout and let us know if that's something you want to hear more about.
Yeah. Yeah. We've talked about that in some previous episodes, but we're happy to talk about it again because, you know, that's very important to stay in shape while you're on the road.
Yes.
All right. You got anything else for them this week?
That is it. Adios.
Adios. This is another episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast coming from Mexico. And we'll check you next time.
See ya.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.